Upland Bible Church, Pastor Richard J. Olson, 920 Upland Boulevard, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89107. Sunday, second class, May 21, 2023, Romans.
Father, we thank you, sir, for your infinite and your matchless grace. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have magnified your word over all of your name. And therefore, the word of God is more important than the very air that we breathe. And as we assemble this morning to fellowship in the word, we ask that our teacher, God the Holy Spirit, will set apart the absolute truth of Scripture to the nourishment and to the benefit of each one of our souls. We pray these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. All right, we are studying the old sin nature. And just be glad we're not studying the Olson nature. In many ways, that's far, far worse. Our sons, when they were little shavers and in the bib ed department, we were riding home one day, and both Derek and Dave said, "Dad, why are they always teaching about the Olson nature? Why don't they teach about the Cahoon nature or the Lebchek nature?" I said, "That's a good question. I'll have to bring it up with them." It's probably because the Olson nature is pretty bad. But this is the old sin nature. We had one summary. We have another summary. Summary number two. One, God created man perfect. The Lord Jesus Christ created the universe. Everything he created was perfect. He didn't create the earth, tohu wabohu. And he didn't create you, tohu wabohu. God created man as a perfect creature. Two, therefore, God did not create the sin nature. God didn't create the sin nature. Three, by his very essence, his attributes, God cannot sin. God cannot tempt to sin, and God cannot solicit to sin. And to even consider that or say that is blasphemy. Four, sin originated in the human race through the negative volition of Adam. Sin originated in the human race, it started out in the angelic race that originated with Satan. But sin originated in the human race through the negative volition of Adam. The very first sinner of all time was an angel. He was the cherub that guarded the throne of the Lord Jesus Christ. And all the angels were created perfect by Jesus Christ. But Satan was the very original sinner in the angelic realm and for all creation. And he is the author of sin. So, solicitation to evil came from Satan, the original sinner. The origin of the sin nature came from the cognizant transgression of Adam, negative volition from his own free will. Five, the woman tempted the man after her fall. The woman tempted the man after her fall. Adam, from his own volition, knowing what he was doing, manufactured the sin nature by rejecting the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ, by violating the divine prohibition. And by so doing, the moment Adam sinned, he manufactured the sin nature which contaminated his body and making it a body of corruption, of contamination. Because the man's sin was in cognizance, he knew exactly what he was doing, he is the transmitter of the sin nature. 6. Through negative volition toward divine prohibition, Adam is the author of sin in the human race. Through negative volition toward divine prohibition, Adam is the author of sin in the human race, and therefore he is the transmitter, the one who perpetuates the sin nature. 1 Timothy 2:14. And this explains how both original parents, Adam and Eshah, were under condemnation of spiritual death. Both were guilty, but the sin nature is transmitted through the man because his was the transgression of cognizance. He knew exactly what he was doing. The woman's sin was done in ignorance. She was deceived. 7. The sin nature does not and cannot please God. The sin nature cannot and does not please God. Turn over to Romans 8:8. Romans 8:8. Romans 8:8, those controlled by the sin nature cannot please God. Okay, now we've already studied in the first class the essence of the sin nature. And the sin nature has an area of weakness. Area of weakness. And what does the area of weakness produce? Personal sins. So the sin nature has an area of weakness, produces personal sins. The sin nature also has an area of strength. And that produces human good. Now, nobody, back here, most Christians understand that sins come from the sin nature. There aren't very many Christians who understand that human good comes from the area of strength of the sin nature. Doesn't matter if it comes from the area of weakness or the area of strength, it's coming from the sin nature, and it cannot please God. Human good can never, ever please God. And then the third part of the essence of the sin nature is lust patterns. So whether it's an area of weakness producing personal sins cannot please God. If it's an area of strength, human good from the area of strength of the sin nature cannot please God. And I can't tell you how many churches, Fundy churches, they don't understand the spiritual life. They don't understand the spiritual skills. They don't know how you get out of fellowship, how you get back in fellowship. They think if you're nice and sweet and do good things and do a lot of good works, you got to be a great, great believer. No, they're not. They're not great believers at all. And by the way, that's the way of Cain. Way of Cain. Go back to Genesis and study the way of Cain. Oh, he did all kinds of great things and good things. And they did not please God. So, the old sin nature does not and cannot please God. Whether it's area of weakness, personal sins, area of strength, human good, or lust patterns. Now let's amplify that a little bit. One, neither personal sins, acts of human good, nor the function of evil are in any way related to God or the spiritual life. Neither personal sins, acts of human good, nor the function of evil are in any way related to God or the spiritual life. Subpoint two. Therefore, ignorance of the Word of God. And I can't tell you, this is the biggest problem in America today. The biggest problem in America today is that Christians are ignorant of the Word of God. They don't know what the Word of God has to say. They don't know the plan of God. They don't know the will of God. They don't know anything about the unique spiritual life of the church age. They don't know what the spiritual skills are. They don't know how you lose the filling of the Spirit and how you recover the filling of the Spirit. They don't understand the sin nature. They don't understand the grace of God. So ignorance of the Word of God has led most believers to adopt the function of human good and evil and to misconstrue it as the spiritual life. Therefore, ignorance of the Word of God has led most believers to adopt the function of human good and evil and to misconstrue it that this is the spiritual life. And this is one of the greatest distortions of the Word of God. Subpoint three. Few believers know that human good and evil come from the sin nature. Few believers know that human good and evil come from the sin nature. Now, I'll be honest. Very few believers try to commit sin and say, I'm living the spiritual life. That's not a big problem. But many believers are constantly trying to convert their human good into the spiritual life. They actually think that God rewards and blesses them because He is pleased with their human good. And this is what the Bible calls the way of Cain. Genesis 4, 1 through 8. Jude 1, 11. And today most Christians are operating by the way of Cain. They actually think God rewards and blesses them because He is pleased with their human good. Subpoint 4. God has given us His thinking about, not only in Romans 8:8 about human good, but also Isaiah 64:6. And the living and true God says about human good in Isaiah 64:6, our human good is nothing but menstrual rags to God. Now you might have filthy rag, that's very euphemistic. Now maybe you guys don't know what a menstrual rag is, but the ladies do. Our human good, in God's eyes, are menstrual rags. Isaiah 64:6. 8. The old sin nature is not a part of the resurrection body of the believer. It's not a part of the resurrection body of the believer. Turn over to Philippians 3. Philippians 3. Philippians 3, let's start at verse 20. But our citizenship is in heaven. So, our home is heaven. But our citizenship is in heaven. And we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ, who by the power that enables him to bring everything under his control will transform our lowly bodies so that they will be like his glorious body, his resurrection body. And so in the resurrection body of Jesus Christ, was there a sin nature? No. And so, there will be no sin nature in our resurrection body, because our resurrection body will be transformed, our lowly bodies will be transformed so that they will be like Jesus Christ's resurrection body. No sin nature. Turn over to 1 Corinthians 15. First Corinthians 15, verse 51, the Apostle Paul is teaching about the resurrection of the royal family of God, the rapture of the church, and the rapture doctrine is mysterion, it's mystery doctrine. M-U-S-T-long-E-R-I-O-N, mysterion, it's mystery doctrine. It wasn't known about in Old Testament times. Listen, I tell you a mystery, mysterion. This is mystery doctrine. The rapture, the resurrection of the royal family of God is mystery doctrine. We will not all sleep. That sleep describes physical death of the believer. But we will all be changed. This is the transformation that takes place at the moment of the resurrection, the rapture. In a flash, in the splitting of an atom, the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, the dead will be raised imperishable. First of all, the dead in Christ receive their resurrection body first. And then we, that is the rapture generation, living at the time of the rapture. And we might be the rapture generation. Nobody is signless and timeless. But you look at everything else that's going on, and it could easily be. It'll be after the Golden Knights win the Stanley Cup. I got a special text from... Just kidding. God, I know you have a sense of humor, sir. And we will be changed, the rapture generation. For the perishable must clothe itself with the imperishable, and the mortal with immortality. And when the perishable has been clothed with the imperishable, and the mortal with immortality, then the saying that is written will come true. Death has been swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin. That, by the way, that's hamartia in the singular, the sin nature. And the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. So the old sin nature is not a part of the resurrection body of the believer. So we have in the first half of Romans 5:21, so that just as the sin nature has ruled in the sphere of spiritual death, and then the conclusion, even so might grace reign through righteousness. This is the adverb houtos with the conjunction kai plus the nominative singular charis with the definite article plus the aorist active subjunctive of basileuo. Basileuo is repeated. We had it the first time in the first half of the verse with regard to the sin nature. Now we have it the second half with regard to the grace of God. And then the prepositional phrase dia plus the genitive singular of dikaio sune. The adverb houtos. H-O-U-T long O-S, houtos. Houtos means in this manner, or thus, or so. And when it's combined with the adjunctive use of the conjunction kai, as it is in our verse, houtos kai, and this is the adjunctive use of kai, the adjunctive use means also. So when you have houtos kai, it should be correctly translated, so also. And then we have he charis. The definite article, he, and then charis. The grace, and this is the grace of God. And then we have our verb basileuo repeated. B-A-S-I-L-E-U long O. Basileuo. And basileuo means to rule. It means to reign. And we have it in the aorist tense, and the aorist tense is a constitutive aorist. And I can still hear my Greek professor tell us that there's about five different kinds of aorist tense, but the most common used in the New Testament scriptures is the constitutive aorist. And what that does, it's viewing the grace of God. It's viewing the grace of God ruling in the life of the believer from salvation to all eternity, and views it in its entirety. That's the constitutive aorist. Really cool. The active voice, the grace of God, performs the action of ruling in the life of the believer. The subjunctive mood goes along with hina to introduce a purpose clause. And then we have dia plus the genitive. Dia plus the genitive means by means of or through. And then we have dikaio sune. And this is the theme of Romans is the righteousness of God. Dikaio sune. D-I-K-A-I-O-S-U-N long E. Dikaio sune. Righteousness. And the righteousness here is God's imputed righteousness to the one who simply believes in Jesus Christ. So we have, so that just as the sin nature has ruled Basileuod in the sphere of spiritual death from physical birth to salvation, so also the grace of God might reign through imputed righteousness because of eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. We haven't quite got the last part of it, because of eternal life, but we will. We still got time. A couple of things, though. One, the grace of God reigns or rules in the life of the believer through the imputation of divine righteousness. And I'm in the process of running some spiritual hurdles. God has graced me out with some spiritual hurdles to run, and I am constantly in an attitude of prayer to the living and true God. And I'm constantly concentrating on the fact that I am encapsulated by the integrity of God. And many, many times during the day, I thank God that I'm encapsulated by His integrity, with His justice on one end and His imputed righteousness in me on the other end. And I thank Him every day that I have the security of blessing, grace blessing. The security of grace blessings come down to me every day, day after day after day. Sure, it started out with salvation blessing and an everyday logistical grace blessing and support. And when you crack the maturity barrier, greater grace blessings in time, greater grace blessing for all eternity. I can't even take the time to thank God and sanctify the food without thinking of the grace pipeline and His grace blessings to me. I know He knows everything about me. He's the one who gave me this opportunity to run some more hurdles. And I just have to give Him the glory and thank Him for the opportunity. But a couple of things. One, the grace of God reigns and rules in the life of the believer through the imputation of divine righteousness. Two, this establishes the grace pipeline. We are encapsulated by the integrity of God. We're encapsulated by the integrity of God. Doesn't get any better than that. We have the security of His grace blessings. Three, hina plus the subjunctive of the verb basileuo introduces the purpose clause. And now God's purpose and plan is now stated. Four, the purpose for the imputation of divine righteousness to the believer is so that the grace pipeline might be established, resulting in grace reigning, ruling in the believer's life. The purpose for the imputation of divine righteousness to the believer is so that the grace pipeline might be established, resulting in grace reigning, ruling in the believer's life. So the corrected translation so far says, so that just as the sin nature has basileuod, reigned, ruled in the sphere of spiritual death, so also the grace of God might basileuo, reign and rule through imputed righteousness. And then the last phrase, unto eternal life. Ace plus the accusative is because of Zoe, life, modified by Aionios, eternal, because of eternal life. So that just as the sin nature has basileuled, reigned, ruled in the sphere of spiritual death, so also the grace of God might reign, basileuel, through imputed righteousness because of eternal life. Phenomenal conclusion to a great, great chapter, chapter 5. Only thing better than chapter 5 is chapter 6. And the only thing better than that is chapter 7. And it keeps going to chapter 23. No, there's no chapter 23. With our heads bowed. Father, we thank you, sir, for your amazing grace. May God the Holy Spirit challenge us that these principles become a source of blessing and happiness in our lives. We pray this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.